Chapter 14, Section 1, The Emmaus Road.
Now that same day two of them were going to a village called Emmaus, about 7 miles from Jerusalem. They were talking with each other about everything that had happened. As they talked and discussed these things with each other, Jesus himself came up and walked along with them. But they were kept from recognizing him. He asked them, "What are you discussing together as you walk along?" They stood still, their faces downcast.
These men were not part of the inner circle of disciples, but they too were followers of Jesus.
One of them, named Cleopas, asked him, "Are you only a visitor to Jerusalem and do not know the things that have happened there in these days?" "What things?" he asked. "About Jesus of Nazareth," they replied. "He was a prophet, powerful in word and deed before God and all the people. The chief priests and our rulers handed him over to be sentenced to death, and they crucified him. But we had hoped that he was the one who was going to redeem Israel. And what is more, it is the third day since all this took place. In addition, some of our women amazed us. They went to the tomb early this morning, but didn't find his body. They came and told us that they had seen a vision of angels who said he was alive. Then some of our companions went to the tomb and found it just as the women had said, but him they did not see."
The two disciples gave a brief synopsis of the day. Of course, all of this was no news to Jesus, but he quietly waited for them to finish. He had news for them, too.
He said to them, "How foolish you are, and how slow of heart to believe all that the prophets have spoken. Did not the Christ have to suffer these things and then enter his glory? And beginning with Moses and all the prophets, he explained to them what was said in all the scriptures concerning himself."
Jesus told them that the Messiah, the promised Savior, had to suffer, die, and then come back to life. You can be sure this raised some eyebrows, but Jesus didn't stop there. He went back into the Jewish scriptures and taught them about himself, starting at the very beginning and then progressing step by step, story by story, through the entire Bible. It must have been quite a lesson.
As they approached the village to which they were going, Jesus acted as if he were going farther. But they urged him strongly, "Stay with us, for it is nearly evening. The day is almost over." So he went in to stay with them. When he was at the table with them, he took bread, gave thanks, broke it, and began to give it to them. Then their eyes were opened, and they recognized him, and he disappeared from their sight. They asked each other, "Were not our hearts burning within us while he talked with us on the road and opened the scriptures to us?"
As Jesus had taught them, God himself had lit a fire of understanding in their minds. They were excited.
They got up and returned at once to Jerusalem. There they found the 11 and those with them assembled together and saying, "It is true, the Lord has risen and has appeared to Simon." Then the two told what had happened on the way and how Jesus was recognized by them when he broke the bread.
You can imagine the trip back to Jerusalem as these elated men discussed what they would say to the 11 disciples. They had good news. When they arrived, they found the disciples already in an excited tumult. Jesus had also appeared to Simon Peter.
While they were still talking about this, Jesus himself stood among them and said to them, "Peace be with you." They were startled and frightened, thinking they saw a ghost. He said to them, "Why are you troubled, and why do doubts rise in your minds? Look at my hands and my feet. It is I myself. Touch me and see. A ghost does not have flesh and bones, as you see I have." When he had said this, he showed them his hands and feet. And while they still did not believe it because of joy and amazement, he asked them, "Do you have anything here to eat?" They gave him a piece of broiled fish, and he took it and ate it in their presence. He said to them, "This is what I told you while I was still with you. Everything must be fulfilled that is written about me in the law of Moses, the prophets, and the Psalms."
Just as he had done earlier with the two men on the road to Emmaus, Jesus used the Bible to explain all the events surrounding his death, burial, and resurrection. The Jews divide the scriptures into three sections: the law, the writings, and the prophets. Jesus took each of those segments and showed the disciples how it all applied to him.
Then he opened their minds so they could understand the scriptures. He told them, "This is what is written. The Christ will suffer and rise from the dead on the third day, and repentance and forgiveness of sins will be preached in his name to all nations, beginning at Jerusalem. You are witnesses of these things." Luke 24:13-48.
Once again, Jesus said it was necessary that he should suffer and die, and that he would rise from the dead. He said that this was such great news that it would be told everywhere, beginning at Jerusalem. Before we go on with the story, we want to stop and go back to the beginning, just as Jesus did with his disciples. We want to see what Jesus said about himself in the Law, the Prophets, and the Psalms. Exactly why did Jesus come to the earth, and why did he have to suffer and die, when all along he planned to come back to life? Why was it necessary for him to die? Why didn't he simply tell people to believe in him and skip the entire crucifixion? What were these events all about? This death, burial, and resurrection? We will start at the very beginning with Adam and Eve.